My question is that, is it true that the followers of the other religion, like Christians, or Jews, or Buddhists, can go into heaven? If it is true...
Can go into hell?
Can go into heaven.
Can go into heaven, I'm sorry.
Yes. If it is true, then why it is essential for them to accept Islam and Ahmadiyya?
All right.
This one question was asked also by non-Muslims before, I think.
Can some Muslims and Ahmadis go to hell or not?
Can go, yes.
They can? So why it is essential for them to remain Ahmadis then? The converse is also true.
We have to preach them that you have not understood
my question. My counter question was, can Ahmadis and other Muslims go to hell or not?
Can.
So why should they remain Ahmadis? If that is a natural question and justified question, then the converse is also true. If non-Ahmadis can go to heaven, the question is, why should they be Ahmadis? So if the Ahmadis can go to hell, why should they remain Ahmadis? Now you understand in this equation.
Yes.
So there are more things to it than just visible to you. The fact is that when you say a non-Muslim can go to heaven, this statement is qualified. It is qualified with a more detailed statement that such people who have not received the message of Islam, who are not at fault in not receiving the message, and also those who fail to understand and not all out of malintention or crookedness in them, due to some defects, for instance, anyone who is blind, born blind, he makes mistakes and he suffers from those mistakes. That is one thing. But he is not punished for those mistakes. That is the second thing altogether. So yet, a man who is blind cannot be equated with the one who can see. In one case, justice is applied. And the demand of justice is that he should not be punished. But there is another sort of justice, which is generalized justice, where he automatically suffers because of lack of sight. And he cannot be bracketed and equated with a person who can see. So this is exactly the analogy with the statement you have made. Those who cannot see Islam, they could be at fault if they have closed their eyes themselves, or having seen, rejected to see, then whatever the mistakes they commit, they would suffer and also punished for those mistakes. And those who are non-Muslims, but not out of any fault of theirs, they will also suffer in this world, because they will not see light. They will be in a life of comparative unease and discomfort, but they will not be punished. So, one cannot say, if the blind are not going to be punished for their mistakes, why should they be given sight? Why all the doctors attempt to give them sight and bring them in equation with the rest of the seeing men? If you understand this analogy, you will more easily understand the question which you have asked.
One
has it served you any purpose?
Sorry?
Has this illustration served any purpose or not for you?
Well, there was one Christian who was asking question that if we believe in Jesus Christ and we can even go into heaven, then why we should believe?
You again misunderstood the whole thing. The fact is, I declared that if light is available and somebody rejects light, who says he will go to heaven? Allah is Malik, That is different. We are not interfering in his proprietary rights. But as a general rule, such people are rejected. We know that. So that statement is wrong. That anybody believing in Christ who rejects Islam will go to heaven. It's not the right statement. The statement I have been making is different. I have always been telling you that if somebody has received the message of Islam and out of his own personal distortion, he rejects the message of Islam, such a person will be rejected by God. And this aspect of the question is covered by the verse of the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَّنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Verily, the true path in the sight of Allah is Islam. So whoever rejects this, no other path will be accepted from him. So this applies to all those people who consciously reject Islam and who are at fault in refusing Islam, refusing to believe in Islam. So such Christians, whether they are, such people, whether they are Christians or Jews or anybody else, pagans or whatever you call them, they will be liable to be punished by Allah. But there are those who do not receive the message, who are not at fault. About them I have explained, tried to explain things to you through an illustration.